Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Alrighty, welcome to the show. Welcome to my Ask Stassi ep, weekly ep, where y'all are asking me personal questions and I'm reading all about your personal lives. I know a lot about you right now, but today I have an expert. I mean, like, a major expert. He knows everything that comes along with love, relationships, dating, friendships, family. He's like a psychiatrist, except he can't prescribe pills. So he's like the worst type of psychiatrist. Like, who needs him, actually? What a fail on my part having this dude as a guest when he can't even prescribe me some medication. You know what I'm saying? I have here my brother, Nikolai. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Yep, no mention it.
Just make sure to talk into the mic. Make sure to speak up. I'm really excited to pick your brain because I know that you're very knowledgeable, you know?
Yeah.
But before I start asking you some, before I start getting into the emails and asking you Khaleesi questions, I'm going to just get in. I'm going to give some backstory. I'm going to ask you a few things about yourself. Is that okay?
Yep.
So how old are you now?
11.
11. And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. Is this your favorite year thus far?
No.
Well, then what was your favorite year?
I don't know. None of them yet.
Well, I mean, technically that doesn't make sense. Like, if you were to have to, like, pick a favorite.
Fourth grade.
Why was fourth grade your favorite year?
I don't know, because, I mean, we had a mean teacher, but we still had fun and went on way more field trips.
Shout out to his mean teacher.
Yeah.
What a skank. Damn. What did she do? Why was she mean?
She's just strict.
She's strict?
She's strict all the time.
Oh, man.
And she still brings us on field trips, surprisingly.
She's bringing the fifth graders on field trips? Why?
No, fourth last year.
Oh, so even though she was mean, she still brought you on field trips. But, like, even though she brought you on a lot of field trips, she still was, like, the meanest.
Yeah.
That sucks. So, I mean, listen, he's trying to eat right now. You can eat. You just gotta speak up as loud as you can and try not to answer in just yes or no answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Nikolai, so you're in fifth grade. You're 11 years old. You love playing soccer.
Yeah.
You're, like, the best. You're, like, so good at soccer.
It's my life.
It's your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the smile that's on your face right now. You just love soccer, huh?
Yeah.
So, like, you wake up in the morning and, like, do you watch, like, soccer in other countries?
No, I usually wake up and watch how to do soccer tricks on my iPad.
Oh.
I do that a lot.
Okay, I see. What else do you look up on your iPad?
Nothing much. It's just that.
I call bullshit. What do you mean nothing much? That's what people used to say when they were aiming. You know what I'm... If you're a 20-something year old or a 30-something, you know what AIM was. That was a little back and forth on AOL Messenger where you would hear... And you would chat with somebody and someone would say, hey, what's up? And you'd say, NM, you? Do you know what that means? Nothing much, you? I hate when people say nothing much. Just tell me, like, nothing is nothing much. Even if you're just sitting on your ass watching a lame television show, that's more than nothing much. So tell me that you're sitting on your ass watching a lame television show.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, what do you look up on your iPad?
I look up soccer stuff.
Yeah, but other than soccer stuff.
That's what I only watch.
Don't you look up, like, one time mom and I were like hacking into your iPad and we saw like cartoon porn.
Shut up.
I know that's what little kids shut up. That's what. What do you type in the search engine to get weird cartoons?
No, I don't type any of that.
Well, who does it? Which one of your friends? Don't lie to me.
I don't know. Okay,
don't
why
lie.
Do you ask me these questions?
I want to know which friends I need to watch out for.
Boston.
No, we don't need to name names because I don't need their parents calling me. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I knew it was Boston. Yeah. Okay. So, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. So, if you could describe your perfect girlfriend, what would she look like?
Blondie.
She'd have blonde hair. So you're like a narcissist. You like people that look like you.
Yeah.
That's okay. Me too. Like what color eyes would they have?
Blue.
Yep. Double narcissist. Okay. So it's fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like if I find a boyfriend that looks like me, hence Patrick, he's got like the light hair and blue eyes. I'm like, I'm set. You know, my kids will just, I know exactly what they're going to look like.
Yeah. I thought he had brown eyes. For a second.
No, the bluest. Okay. Couldn't be bluer. They're like yours. Mm. So.
Mine's sexier.
You might be right about that. So if you had a girlfriend who was blonde hair with blue eyes, what would like her personality be like? Like, what would you want her to be like?
I don't know.
Like, would you want her to be like sporty or girly or like fashionable or like smart and like good at making good grades or just like the funny girl?
I don't know.
You don't know? Like, what do you think?
I haven't figured it out yet.
I know, but like, but you have to have like some, like when you have a crush on someone, what do you normally have a crush on? Just think about it.
Funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
I'm just gonna go with that.
That's my number one always too. So like, do you have like a celeb crush?
No.
So there's no one out there that you're like an adult. I'm saying like older than you that you'd be like that when I grow up, that's what I would want to date.
Yeah, no, I'm not that kind of person.
Just speak up.
I'm not that kind of person.
You're not that. What do you mean you're not that kind of person?
I don't like bigger people than me.
You don't.
I don't like larger people than me.
You don't like larger people than
me? I mean
you?
Like older people. Sorry.
You don't like. Well, now I'm offended. All the rest of my friends are offended. See, no larger, older people than you. Are you getting frustrated with me?
No. No, I'm just breathing.
Okay. Do you want me to ask you an email question first and then we can get back to you?
Sure.
Okay. So. So you know I have had a podcast for over a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just recently, a month ago or so, whatever, started doing two episodes a week.
Yeah.
So on the one that I do on Tuesdays, I do it alone, where I answer questions from people.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an authority. I mean, do you think that...
No, I know you're sassafras.
What is sassafras?
It means, like, extra sassy.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, people, like, most people say it.
Most people say sassafras?
Yeah.
Is that, like, saying, like, on fleek?
No.
Well, but meaning, like, a lot of people say that.
It just means, like,
if they're being sassy. Speak into the mic, babe.
If they're being, like, sassy, they could be like, oh, you can't, okay, I'm gonna, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, you sound like you're an 89-year-old man dying, like, in the middle of a subway, like, down... You know, in Ooh. NYC, and he like can't breathe because it's so hot and humid.
We don't need that much explanation.
Okay.
Well, it's like, okay, it's kind of like, I can't explain.
Okay, just extra sassy.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not really good at like stuff. Like advice and relationships and dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I always tell my listeners, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to give the best advice. I'm in no way an authority. I'm just going to give you my opinion. But you, my dear brother, are an authority. You know a lot about everything. So I'm going to take some of my listeners' emails, and I'm going to read them to you, okay? And I am going to ask you what you think.
All right.
This one is from, let's see. Well, it's from Heather. I don't want to give any last names just in case it was supposed to be private. So this one's from Heather. She has ex-boyfriend problems.
Oh.
Okay, so pay attention to what I'm about to say. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. She says, my ex-boyfriend and I broke up 4 years ago after dating for 6 years. So they've been broken up for like 4 years. It's a long time. And they dated for a really long time, though, before that.
Yeah.
6 years is even longer. And she says, since breaking up, we randomly meet up every few months, but they end up like being romantic and like falling back into that whole thing every time they meet up. Why are you shaking your head?
When you break up, you stay away from them. You do not talk to them. When you go back together, you go back together. You can't just go with a guy for a day when you already break up with them, go away for a month or so, and then go back with him. What is that? It's not... What is that?
You're a genius. No, you're right. All right, so I'm going to continue. That was great advice, Nikolai. So she says, I can't talk to my friends about it because they hate him and would not approve of my decision. We discussed getting back together, but we know it was a toxic relationship, but we both want to be in each other's lives. But since we've broken up 4 years ago, I haven't been on one good date. Not one good one. That's 4 years of not a good date. So she says, this is her question. How do I move forward and stop these like meeting up with him every now and then when emotionally I am not sure I'm over him? And I like the feeling that he obviously still has some feelings for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she likes that he still likes her, you know, but it's been 4 years. So she says, I'm usually fine after a few weeks of seeing him, but for the first few weeks, I go back to being all girly and having butterflies, and then she feels sad. So we need advice. Like, what would you tell her? Like, how should she handle this? Because she still likes him, but they've been apart for 4 years. So whenever they meet up, they act like they're in a relationship, but they're not. And then she's alone again.
Well, first of all, you should get married not in 6 years. Okay, too long.
So 6 years is too long.
So, Heather, you should have proposed to him.
So you think that Heather should have proposed to her boyfriend?
Yeah.
So you're okay with girls proposing marriage?
Yeah.
So you think we're all equal? Like the girls don't have to sit around and wait for the guy to do it?
No.
No?
No, they can do that. Guys don't need to do that.
Well, what if we want to have someone give us a ring?
I mean, it's normal for a guy to do it, but girls can do it too.
Okay.
I know it's like not normal and weird, but Heather, next time, don't be afraid, okay?
Okay.
Just next time, think.
Yeah, well, think. That's good advice. But she says that they had a toxic relationship, so maybe they shouldn't be together, you know?
Well, that doesn't mean anything. When you're toxic, that means you're intoxicated. So, yeah.
Listen, Heather, stop with the vino. Stop with the vodka shots. No more margaritas for you. Your relationship is way too intoxicated. I got you, Nikolai. So they should just stop drinking.
Well, yeah. Maybe they are meant for each other. But, like, and if you guys, like, spend too much time with each other, because sometimes you need breaks and sometimes you can spend time with each other. But, I mean, you mostly spend time with each other, but sometimes you need breaks.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, and Heather, reduce your drinking.
Yeah, reduce your drinking, Heather. All right, let me give some of my input real fast. I'm going to say to Heather, the reason why you haven't been on a decent date is because you're still probably thinking about this dude. Even if you don't think you are, you know that a couple months from now, you'd be able to see him again. So what's the point of being on it? You're not going to allow yourself to be on a date. Granted, I could be totally full of shit and wrong. I don't know. That's just my theory. If you've been broken up for 4 years and you guys still can't commit to trying to be in a relationship and commit to each other. I mean, I don't know. At some point, I always think you have to break. You know what? You know what I think, Nikolai? If you've been in a pattern and you don't like the way things are going, mm-hmm. you have to do something to break the pattern. So that's either. So the pattern that she's in is that for 4 years, she's just been randomly meeting up with him.
Yeah.
And so I think she needs to break the pattern. She either needs to say, I want to be with you and let's make this work. Who cares what anybody thinks? I want to be with you. Make it work. Or she needs to say, hey, I can't do this anymore. Just to break the pattern. And who knows? Maybe he'll come back and be like, oh, my God, I didn't realize that you were going to leave me. Because right now it sounds like he can just get you whenever he wants. So.
Well, I mean, Heather, the reason why you guys broke up is from maybe the drinking. So, yeah, I know it's funny. I know it's funny. I know. I bet a lot of people are laughing right now.
No, it's not funny. I just think you're so cute.
Okay. Well, okay. So, just the drinking. No, just reduce it.
So you want, okay.
Just don't.
Well, I love how you said reduce instead of stop, because let's not get carried away here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just reduce. Mm-hmm. So that's your advice, to just reduce the drinking. And then what do you think she should do about him? Like, should, what do you think?
Well, if you're broken up for 4 years, then just get over it. Get a new life.
Get a new life.
Yeah.
So we're
start over.
So she should just let go of this guy.
Yeah.
She should stop talking to him and stop meeting up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Heather, honey, girl, I'm telling you, I've been there. Not anytime recently, but I've been there. So
3 times, in fact.
Shut up, Nikolai. So I know what you're talking about. shut up. Okay. And we're going to. So that was that for that email. Cool. Nikolai, thanks for calling me out. Right now, we're going to stop. You're going to help me do a little Stassi stash situation. Do you know what that is, Nikolai?
No.
I have a drawer in my room where whenever I go to a party, I open it and I'm like, what's inside? Because I have to find a present for somebody. You know? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Christmas or a birthday or graduation, whatever, you want to be able to get presents for people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the first thing in my drawer is underwear, and it's men's underwear. So it has to be like a men's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Mack Weldon underwear.
Yeah.
Brand. Yeah. I showed you the website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you thought it was just like so like fashionable.
Yeah.
And you liked that it was like all of the underwear, they were in like really chic colors. Like there were no brights. It was just like, it was like good men's underwear. Like you asked me if you could have some.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you my code so that you can get 20% off the entire order. Do you know how much money you'll save if you use my code? That's like a shit ton. Like for realsies. You guys, I'm telling you, if you go to mackweldon.com, that's MackWeldon, and you have a boyfriend or a husband, or listen, if you're looking out for your brother or your friend or your dad, being like, dad, I'm gonna hook you up with some good underwear so you can feel better about yourself. I have no idea. Whatever. This is the way to do it, because this is like some James Bond shit underwear. Like, it's nice underwear. It's what you would want to see a man wear. It's like what a gentleman, you know, why are people gentlemen anymore? You know, Nikolai?
Because it's not the 80s anymore. Well, actually, no, the 80s. Yeah, no, it's not like the 40s where there would be quiet in movie theaters. You just stare.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody leaves and throws popcorn at the screen and sometimes goes on their phone and talks. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So no.
I know. I hear
not
you.
Not a lot of men are gentlemen yeah. anymore.
All of those. I agree with you. And like all of those men that are throwing popcorn at the screen and going on their phone in movie theaters and talking, they're not wearing nice underwear. And you know what? I don't respect anybody who doesn't wear nice underwear. So please go to Mack Weldon. Just check out the website. See how you like it. The reason their underwear is so great is because they have an 18-hour jersey that sits unrolled for 18 hours before it's cut. So that makes the fit super consistent, super awesome and chic. Yeah, you honestly have nothing to lose. Your BF or hubby or whatever will be totes excited. So go to MacWeldon.com, use promo code Stassi, and you get 20% off your entire order. You know what other present I have, Nikolai?
What?
Sheets. Because so you spent the night last night.
Yeah.
You slept in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable was that bed?
Really, really comfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I woke up before you. Normally, I'm the last to wake up. I wake up at like 11 a.m. consistently. Like whenever my bosses ask me like, hey, I need you to have a conference call or I need you to do something. I'm like, better be after 11 a.m. because I don't like waking up early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like my thing. And I go to sleep early too.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't even make sense. You'd think that I'd be way more rested and healthier since I'm getting about, I don't know, 18 hours of sleep every single night, but I'm not. What's my problem?
Just, I don't know.
Do you think that I'm like, what do you think when I tell you that like I wake up sometimes at like 11 every, okay, I don't wake up at 11 every day. Sometimes, you know, whenever I have a job to do or something that I need to do, obviously I set my alarm and I wake up for it. But when I don't have something to do, you bet your bottom dollar I'm sleeping in as long as I possibly can because my dogs wake me up at 7:30 in the morning. I take them out. I come right back in and I go back to sleep.
Well,
do you think that makes me weird?
No. You just have dogs and that's what dogs do.
No, I know. But do you think it's weird that then I come in and go back to sleep?
No.
Okay.
No, because sometimes I do that because mom makes me do that.
Oh, I got you. Mom sucks. Damn. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good night's sleep in my bed because the reason is because of Bowl and Branch sheets. Do you know the sheets on my bed that you slept in? Do you know that three of our U.S. presidents, our presidents of like the United States, like our country,
mm-hmm.
sleep on those sheets? Did you know that?
No.
Don't you think that's really freaking cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the most cool. So they're basically like hotel sheets. Y'all, if you're in the market for new sheets or if you have a party or a gift you need to give to somebody, I'm telling you, especially if it's like a wedding present. I feel like sheets are the best wedding present for somebody because most people don't go out and buy sheets for themselves unless they're in their starter home. But you all need extra like sets of sheets. I have about three because I used my own freaking coat on Bowl and Branch because I obviously rotate them when one of the sets are being washed. I put in the other one. So people don't normally go and buy their own extra set, which is why I think it's an absolutely wonderful gift for couples. Hotel designed in sheets. And I'm telling you, the reason that they are so affordable and feel so good is because they're not being bought at a department store. You're not going through the middleman. The prices aren't being marked up. You're going straight to the source, straight to the company that's specializing and making them. So go to bowlandbranch.com and use my code Stassi and you get $50 off with free shipping and a 30-day trial. Yes. So you can use them for 30 days, sleep on them, wash them, whatever. And if you don't like them and you're like, fuck this shit, you can just don't yell at me. I'm sorry. I said the F word.
Yeah. Shut up.
Don't. I'm sorry. Then you can return them, get your money back. Nothing to lose. So bowlandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and use the promo code Stassi and you get $50 off, free shipping and a risk-free trial. How do you like that?
Get it. It's awesome.
How do you like them apples?
Oh, and hashtag Donald Trump needs those.
Oh, really?
Donald Trump. Sheets for life. Donald cheats.
So do you know who Sheets Donald Trump is?
Candidate. The Republican candidate.
Do you know anything about him?
I know he's rich. He's smart. Oh, yeah. I don't care if any Democratic people are listening to this, but Republicans are way better, okay? So don't judge me. They're way better.
Nikolai, okay? I'm going to have to teach you a few things, okay?
No, trust me. Yeah, you have to give the money to our community, not just keep it for the government.
Well, then you actually sound like a Democrat. So maybe you're a Democrat. And you just don't.
No, I'm not a Democrat. I'm speaking like a Republican.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. I'm going to have to teach you a few things. What school are you going to right now?
Lakerhead Christian School.
That's why. Okay. Listen, I'm not saying I'm team Trump or team Hillary or team whatever. At all, okay?
All right.
We like to listen to all the facts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach you this. I don't want you to have an opinion. Not an opinion. I don't want you to already assume you're something that you might not be. Mm-hmm. So I want to help you do your research so you can find out who you really are. Because if you're saying you want to spread the wealth, well, I'm not sure D. Trump is your boo. I'm not sure that's but
Republicans spread wealth.
No, they don't.
Oh, well, do Democrats?
More than that. But I don't like talking politics on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, politics?
Because it's a very delicate subject. And so this is something I want to teach you. Be careful about bringing up politics. Mm-hmm. With your friends or with anybody, because people get very
competitive.
Well, or defensive, and then they have a different feeling about you, even if you don't really know what. It's a sticky topic subject.
Welcome to my world.
Why? Who the heck are you talking politics with, homeboy? You're 11.
My whole class does.
Really?
My whole class is like a politic class.
Really?
It's annoying.
No one in my schools did that when I was growing up.
Welcome to my world.
This is what I feel like, because obviously, I was raised one way, and then I have opinions in an opposite way. I have friends that are some way, friends that are different ways, different family members that are different things. But I just feel like you don't want to limit yourself to just one party. Yeah. Just like, hey, if it was a Saturday night and you were like, whoa, there are like all these parties going on with all of these like fun things. Like if there was a soccer match at one party. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what else do you like? Oh, a video game match at another party. You wouldn't want to just choose one, right? You'd want to be able to go to both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah. That's how you feel. So that's why I feel like you should keep your options open and just listen to both the hosts of the parties and be like, well, what do you have to offer this party? You have the soccer match. You've got Jungle Juice. You've got pigs in a blanket and pizza. But then you ask the other host at the other party and they're like, I got video games and I've got a keg and I've got, I don't know, a fajita stand. It's like, which one would you choose? Those both sound appetizing, right?
Yeah. Really tempting.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I just want you to always be open-minded when it comes to everything, actually.
All right.
Thanks. So when I cooked for you tonight, did you like it?
Yeah.
Do you know that I didn't go grocery shopping for that? No, you didn't know. But yeah, Yep, I didn't. I went to plated.com and ordered. Basically, if you go to plated.com, you can go and choose from a ton of different meals with like chef designed meals, what you would like, and then they send you all of the ingredients to your door in an insulated, like a refrigerated box. Everything is so fresh. So fresh fish, produce, all everything is like perfectly pre-portioned. So if there's just like a little bit of like cinnamon, it's like in a little baggie. And so nothing goes to waste. You're not wasting any food, nothing. Everything takes like under 45 minutes to make. And the directions are so easy to follow. It's just the best situation for people that don't have time to go grocery shopping or looking up or look up recipes, or for people that don't have talent in the kitchen like me. So I recommend going to plated.com. If you're having friends over or family over, say you have like your girlfriend or boyfriend over and you want to impress his or her family and his or her parents, go to plated.com. look up an entree, order it for however many people are coming to your dinner. And it would be, it's so easy and it's such a stress reliever in order to, well, not stress, well, it is, people say cooking is a stress reliever, but meaning it takes a lot off of your shoulders in order to have that all figured out for you. And right now I'm offering you something that's like kind of like free, you know. If you go to plated.com/Stassi, you get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. Yup. Your first purchase, you get a free dinner for two. So that's like an extra night of food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose. May as well go and do it. Plated.com/Stassi. Get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. And yeah, you won't be able to mess that shit up. You know? All right, Nikolai, I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the word basic means?
Yeah, original.
Yeah, that's definitely not what it means.
Dang it.
But that was a nice try. Like, have you heard, do people in your class say, like, you're so basic?
No.
No one says that, so it hasn't reached y'all yet.
No.
I'm going to teach
you. I've heard the word a lot before.
Well, because basic is a word that used to be just a normal word, mm-hmm. you know? But now I'm going to teach you. So, like, okay, do people make, like, pick on you in school or anything?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they say?
They say, they call me Bones because I'm skinny.
Dude, do you know how badly I wish people called me Bones? Do you know how lucky you are?
It sucks for me.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Why? You're tall and
Because I only have like two friends.
Because you only have like two friends. Whenever I come over, you always have friends over. Are you lying to me?
No.
Okay, well, what? So they make fun of you by calling you Bones?
Yeah.
What else do they say?
Well, they make fun of me of all kinds of stuff.
But does it like really hurt your feelings or is it just like funny?
It sucks.
Yeah, but do you like cry?
No.
Okay.
But I walk away and it.
Well, that's good.
I stand in a corner.
No, don't stand in a corner. I have something. I'm going to give you some ammo. The next time anybody says anything to you that hurts your feelings, you're going to say, you know what? At least I'm not basic.
You're going to think I'm crazy, Stassi.
No, they're not. Because you're just going to be so, like, they're not even going to know what hit them. I mean, you could really go there and be like, at least I'm not a basic bitch. But I don't think you should probably go in and say that. No, you're in Christian school. Nope. Don't think the Trump supporters would like that one. So probably maybe you should just not say the last part. But if you go and you're just like, hey, at least I'm not basic. Walk away. Drop the mic. They're going to go home, ask their parents what basic means. And
what is basic?
That's what's up. Basic means like, God, this is so hard to explain. It's like.
It's like.
Okay. So, no, I didn't. Okay. So, basic. Okay. Basic in Urban Dictionary. Okay. Sorry. I can't just, I don't know how to describe basic without. Like to an 11-year-old without I. Ordinary? Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
Basic means yeah, it's like ordinary. What it says in UrbanDictionary.com, an adjective used to describe any person, place, activity involving obscenely obvious behavior, dress, action, unsophisticated, transparent motives, like. Well, I'm not gonna give.
Oh, I know what that means.
All these. That's what it says, Mom.
I know what it means.
All these examples are just like kind of like they're raunchy, so I don't really want to say them. Like, okay.
Stassi looked this up.
Okay, whatever. I just said I did. So you know what would be basic?
She didn't know.
Like video game kids that like World of Warcraft.
I like, hate
oh,
that
you're
game.
So because you're not basic. Like, oh my God, you're so basic. You know what I mean? You know what else is basic? Like girls. Do you know what I'm okay, let's see if you know. You know when girls wear like those like pants that have like writing on their butt that says like hot or something?
Yeah.
You know? They're like from Victoria's Secret and stuff.
Mhm.
That's so basic. That's it's so not fashionable. It's so not like it's not even interesting. It's like what are you doing?
It's gay.
Well, no, I don't use that word. I'm going to teach you not to use that word too. Just like I'm going to teach you to be open-minded.
I meant happy.
About everything.
I meant happy.
You're unhappy. Oh, you meant happy. Okay. Yeah. Then that's fine. So basic is basically like ugh, you're so predictable. Like, you're so just average.
Yeah, like, you're bored of what you've done for a while, and you're just like, move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
What, exactly.
There's something new.
Yes, Nikolai. That's exactly what that is. So when you're talking to somebody and someone's making fun of you, you can act like, ugh, God, get to something new. You call me Bones like 40 times already. You're so basic. I'm bored of you now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just like not forget what basic means? Because it would just make my life if you actually used that. Yeah. Like in a fight. Like when you're in a soccer game and like someone like accidentally or when someone purposefully like pushes you down or something, it's like, God, you're so basic. Except you're probably not allowed to say God. Right? Just say gosh.
I secretly say it.
You secretly say it?
Yeah.
I shout it.
I usually shout it at my break.
Oh, well, as long as it's at your break. Okay, I have another question for you, my unbasic bro. What's like your idea of the perfect date? Like if somebody's asking me for advice, like on how to take out a girl or guy for the first time, what would you do? Like, what do you think?
Look up how they are and their personality.
Oh my God. Are we cut from the same cloth or what? Basically, you're saying stalk them. Yes, I did the same thing. Yeah, I stalked them. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Don't mind me. Sometimes I do drive-bys and I'm like, what do they like? So I know exactly how to impress them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you figure out what they like and then you just do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's like some really damn good advice. I mean, do you have any other advice? Like what would be your favorite date?
I told you earlier.
No, you didn't.
Funny. Something.
No, like whatever. Your favorite, like to go out. Like what would you do if you had to take somebody somewhere?
Well, it's hard to say because I might, it's 50-50 because I might take them to like a really good restaurant, fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Or like a really like partying kind of place, like a partying kind of restaurant, like with pool and everything. So.
Like, does it depend on like what kind of person they are? Like if you just want to like have some fun for one night or if you want it to be like a long-term relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like if you wanted it to be a long-term relationship, you'd go with like the fancy dinner.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, that makes sense. All right. And I have my final question for you. Now I want you to think about this.
All right.
And then I'm going to let you say whatever. I'm going to let you free flow if you want. Okay.
All right.
I've got a question from somebody, which I'll probably talk about again, like seriously again in another one, because this is a great question. But she was talking about how she's a woman and mm-hmm. in her job, in the workplace. Do you know the workplace, what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you work.
Yeah.
That she's treated unfairly because she's a girl. Like all the men are her bosses and they don't take her seriously because she's a girl. Like, what would you do? Like, if you were, like, her coworker, like, and you, would you have any advice for her? Because they don't take her seriously. Like, what do you think about, or if you don't have advice for her, like, what do you think about that epidemic that, like, girls aren't taken seriously?
I would leave.
You would leave?
I would just leave and get a new job and be in a job that you would be treated fairly.
Would you fight with them, or would you just leave?
I would just say, I'm done. I'm not being treated unfairly, so I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna treat me fair, then I'll stay.
Yeah.
You give them a choice.
Yeah. I think that's a great answer. You give them a choice. You just be straight up, give them a choice, say, this is how I feel, this is what's going on. That's like really good advice, Nikolai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that we should all be equal, women and men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women should be treated the same as men.
I totally agree. Except I would still like to have my door be opened and like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I kind of just like want like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But like, heck yeah. Equality everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Compton scrub.
What's the Compton scrub? What does that mean?
It's just Compton and Scrubs.
What's a, okay, I know where Compton is. What's a scrub? Like TLC, like, I don't want no scrubs.
I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Dun, dun, you know? Dun, 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 do you know that song?
No.
You don't know that song?
Scrubs mean like you don't deserve this or you don't deserve that or you did something and you are just a scrub for doing that and just like you're stupid and you're dumb for doing that.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, it kind of isn't that far off from what I think a scrub is.
Like a Compton stupid guy. Pretty much.
Well, I think that's kind of the same thing, I guess. Yeah. People your age use that word.
No hard feelings to Compton people.
Yeah, no hard feelings to Compton people. People your age talk about, they use the word scrub.
Yep. Nowadays they use scrub.
Do you, okay, can you teach me any other thing, like any other things that I should know, like any other, like words that y'all use that maybe I could.
Maybe a lot of you know this, but lock your door at night always.
Are you serious? Why did you just say that?
Well, just, I mean, I'm not trying to be creepy.
Are you just still thinking about what I think you're still thinking about?
No.
Should we talk about this? Yeah, all right, let's talk about it. All right, you guys. So Nikolai and my mom came over today to help me organize my closet and stuff because, well, I'm a baby. And we went to Barney's Beanery for dinner and Nikolai kept asking for Katie. Well, I'm sorry, Nikolai, I have a lot of things to do. Like, why can't we just drive by and she can run out and say hi? I just want, well, 1 minute to talk. Just 1 minute to talk. And I said, no, get in line. We have to go home and do my podcast. And if you would have asked me this earlier, it would have been okay. Then, as we're pulling up to my apartment, Katie mass group chat. God damn the group chats. I guess I can't with the group chats. Nikolai, if I teach you one thing, and one thing only, is never to start a group chat and keep it going and then restart another one with most of the same people in it so that you have multiple group chats going at the same time that you have to put on do not disturb so that you don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
So just never forget. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in that group chat, Katie says, oh my God, you guys, I've been hearing helicopters around my apartment and I just walked outside and on the loudspeaker, there are police everywhere. On the loudspeaker, it says, get back inside your home. There's a suspect on the loose. Do not leave your house. And she ran back in and I just started dying laughing because Nikolai is sitting beside me and he wanted to go stop at Katie's house. So I'm like, dude, you could have just been murdered if we would have stopped. Bye. And then he got legit freaked out and he hasn't been able. He literally, we parked the car and he's like, get in the apartment. Let's go. And he hasn't been able to stop thinking about the fact that there's somebody on the loose right now. So that's why he said, lock your doors.
Lock your doors, whoever's in L.A.
Yeah.
Now. He said,
that's why you shouldn't live in L.A. At first, it was because of parking, because you can't find parking anywhere. So he's like,
sucks.
He's like, this is why you shouldn't.
Why does it happen?
I don't know. It really does suck. I completely agree. There's no parking anywhere. It's so annoying. I get that. I think parking's worse than murderers on the loose.
No.
Yeah, totally. Not being able to find parking, I'd rather actually be braving the streets knowing that there's a murderer in my zip code.
I'd ditch my car and just run.
Really?
Or I
would stay. Well, you're lanky with long legs.
Or I would stay in my car and I wouldn't care about anyone just like just going the red curb spot and just park and run inside.
What do you mean you wouldn't care?
It's an emergency.
It isn't.
So you have to
911. Yeah, it is an emergency. Get inside.
So you have to get inside. Okay. When you can't park and there's a murder on the loose, you just have to do it sometimes. You have to do that sometimes and park it and get inside. Just park your car, get inside.
Okay, you tell that to the tow company and the city of West Hollywood when I have a $90 ticket and a $200 tow fee. Really? I'd rather face the murderer. Have you seen my resting bitch face? No one's gonna mess with me.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Three times, in fact.
Three times? That's all?
Three times.
Well, you're lucky then.
Yeah.
All right, Boo. I love you so much. This is an extra long Ask Stassi episode. Thank you so much for being so entertaining that this went on an extra long time.
All right.
You're the best.
All right.
So what did I teach you to say if somebody tries to bully you?
Your social whatever. No, not social. Your basic.
Your basic. Basic. Don't forget.
All right.
Peace out, Boo. Bye, Khaleesi's. Say bye.
See ya.